For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This week is about cheese curds and borrowing the neighbor kid's bicycle.
What's up, Red? Thanks for the bike.
This is a Draft Week edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by A&E Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Get $2,000 off a new energy-efficient system now through May 31st. Call or visit aeheatingandcooling.com.
Excuse my Wisconsin mouth, but why the heck are you not drinking, for Christ's sake?
Draft Week with Danny and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
Hour 3 here on Danny and Dusty on a Monday afternoon. Whether you're listening on 1080 AM, watching along on youtube.com/1080AMTheFan or twitch.tv/1080AMTheFan, we appreciate you. We love you. Thank you for hanging out with us on this wonderful, wonderful Monday. We have a bit of breaking news. I wasn't sure if it was happening at 1 or 2 o'clock. The NBA has announced that the tiebreaker has taken place, the coin flip, as it were, for the lottery odds tiebreakers. The Phoenix Suns, also known as the Houston Rockets because they had to convey their pick to the Rockets, have won the tiebreaker. The Portland Trailblazers will slot in 10th, the Phoenix Suns 9th.
Yeah, dang.
So right in the butt.
The Portland Trailblazers will head into the lottery with a 3.7% chance of winning the NBA lottery. The Phoenix Suns, which again the pick will convey to the Houston Rockets, a 3.8% chance of winning the lottery.
Hey, look, this is the basketball gods not smiling down on the Blazers yet. I'm just like, the only hope that I have right now is that the basketball gods are going to smile down on the Blazers and say, you know what, you guys, at least you guys tried. At least you guys tried. You guys didn't go full tank. You guys tried. You guys tried to play good basketball and develop your talent. We'll give you a Cooper flag. It's seeming more and more unlikely that that is going to happen, my friend.
It just makes the comeback story that much better.
Yeah.
It's Kim Kardashian's story.
Yeah, I feel more and more like the pit of misery is coming.
Yeah. Just go ahead and get used to that.
It's so awesome.
Let's just bask in it.
So great. Just like,
so good.
Yeah. So much to look forward to.
Well, I want to get some of the news and notes here out of the way. The Milwaukee Bucks got unceremoniously thumped by the Pacers in Game 1. Chris Haynes is now reporting that Damian Lillard has been upgraded to questionable for the Milwaukee Bucks for Game 2.
Yeah, I was reading in the break a little story ESPN had about this. And we know a lot about Dame and how he's kind of been working through this, right? March 18th is the first action that he missed. He's been out with that blood clot. Apparently he went on blood thinners like 2 weeks before that even, which is an interesting, like, we're not quite sure what blood thinners he was on before that and why they would put him on before he had a blood clot diagnosis. But apparently that was the thing. And look, it is a big reason why he is back in the time frame that he is.
And I've talked to other folks around and who've talked to other doctors, and I've seen some of the texts back and forth about this stuff. And Dame was apparently at the Mayo Clinic, where you would expect that he's getting first-class treatment, especially with the Bucks backing, that there may have been some other stuff that they did to improve this process. Look, I love Dame. Like, more than just as a basketball player, as a dude, I'm scared.
Mm.
Like, it's just because blood clots are like, it's for me personally, it's just such an unfamiliar. Have you had a blood clot?
No.
I just don't know. You know what I mean? Like a torn ACL or broken bone or whatever. You think, we know what those things are. We know what the treatments are. We know what it's like. We know what the recovery and everything that kind of comes with it. This is so gray. And yeah. I'm just like, it's one of those things where I'm like, look, man, this guy's a gamer among gamers. It's all he wants to do. Like, but it's like, be careful, dude.
Look, this is something, though, with what we saw on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. They have no chance without him. Zero.
Well, I'm just going to Dame trash-talking Tyrese Halliburton.
Oh,
standing
yeah.
up on the bench, getting into it with him. Not the first time. Remember, Hallie did the Dame time mm-hmm. before last year.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that Dame is going to want to play in this mm-hmm. series, and he knows just as well as we do, they don't stand a chance without him. No. They play tomorrow. That would be game two. It would be mm-hmm. tomorrow in Indiana. And then it would be game three is Friday back in Milwaukee.
Which is why I thought they would go game three, because it would give him an additional week.
In this series, you would want to steal home court mm-hmm. in game two. You could still steal home court in game five when you go back to Indiana with a more established, ready Dame. But it sounds like they've been ramping him up slowly and steadily throughout this process. Look, if he can go, we know one thing about Damian Lillard. That dude is going to play mm-hmm. if he feels that he can be of service and be anywhere close to the player that he knows he can't be. Look, he played with that ab injury and the calf injury here in Portland for years. Years. Dude was not – he was playing at less than 100% for some of the greatest moments that Damian Lillard had in his career as a Trailblazer. So it's not a question of if he's going to want to go out and do it. If the doctors give him the green light, that dude's going to play. He's going to play.
And Lord knows that when Dame gets poked by somebody else, remember the Pat Bev in the bubble?
Oh, yeah.
What happened there?
Yep.
Russ.
Mm-hmm. Like,
going at Damian Lillard is not good career choices.
Well, and then it was like a good 2 years after Paul George called the wave off shot a mm-hmm. bad shot, he had like an extra gear for any Paul George game mm-hmm. too. No matter, it didn't matter that he was in LA at the time. He was like, no, screw this guy.
Yeah. No. And on top of that, you know, Paul's walked that back. He's been like, yeah.
Well, yeah, 2 years later, he had to walk it back.
He's like, I was kind of just in my feelings.
I can see why.
Yeah, when a guy hits a 37-footer to break your soul on national TV, I can understand that, but maybe don't.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't.
Well, yeah, well, you also played with a guy who rocked the baby all the time yeah. and ran his mouth to Dame and really got the best out of mm-hmm. him. So thanks, Russ.
So, good times. All right, we're going to pivot, or not pivot, but stay in the NBA playoffs. The games that at least kind of mattered, we'll dive into that next and where we could see some changes here for game twos tonight here on Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
We already hit on the Clippers and Nuggets, which was easily the best game of the opening weekend for the NBA and the playoffs. There's actually a couple other games, a couple series, I think, that are going to matter very quickly. And game two of that gets underway tonight, which is kind of convenient because I think the two best series you're going to get in this opening round are Clippers-Nuggets in the West, and in the East, Pistons-Knicks. We haven't had a chance to talk Pistons-Knicks yet. Those Pistons, those young Pistons, they came out and they played incredibly well, and then they peed down their leg in the final 7 minutes.
They look like a team who has not won a playoff game since 2008.
Yeah.
Like that organization and these young Bucks who have had an incredible, incredible turnaround from where they were last year to where they are now. It's the night and day. It's the greatest improvement from a win-loss perspective in NBA history from 1 year to the next. But playoff experience matters. And you saw that. A 21-0 run that was fueled by two guys that Brunson, you expect. That 17-point stretch where it was Campaign and Jalen Brunson, did not see Campaign being a part of that.
No.
But they go, those guys score 17 straight points for the Knicks as part of their 21-0 run that just was like, all right, young Bucks, this is what playoff basketball is about. You've got to make big shots to thwart the momentum at any given time. And Detroit couldn't do it. They were put in a blender.
And here's the thing. There's a couple different lines you can take from this game, and I think from this series, but there's one that stands out in game one. 19 turnovers to 9. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out which team had the 19 and which one had the 9. The young guys struggled, not egregiously, but in the moments that mattered. Cade Cunningham had a very slow start to the game, and then he started to figure it out, and he looked like Cade Bleeping Cunningham, and you're like, oh, there he is.
Like the dude that people were considering for an MVP.
Well, he's probably going to win most improved. By the way, the NBA announced the finalists for the awards, and Draymond Green got named to the Defensive Player of the Year finalist.
Why are you surprised by this?
I'm not surprised. I'm just frustrated. It's Why? Defensive Player of the Year, not Defensive Player of the last quarter of the season.
Well, I mean,
he was awful to start the season. The first 4 months of the season, he was not good.
But you know what he did that a lot of the guys that were really good weren't able to do at the beginning of the year? He finished the season, and he played 65 games, and he ramped it up when they needed it.
If he ends up winning this, so help me God, they just have to redo the entire voting structure because not enough people are paying attention. It's just not.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, Wemby's going to win the award for the next 10 years anyways, but still.
If he stays healthy.
Yeah, if he stays healthy.
But back to your turnovers with Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
It was.
Cade had six of them.
It was pronounced, though, in that fourth quarter where they booted the ball six times in the fourth quarter. And closing time is learned, man.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, especially in playoff basketball. And you can figure it out in the regular season and just be like, hey, it's a long game, you know. But when you play playoff basketball, we talk about all the time, like, hey, these 20-point leads, they mean nothing in the NBA. In the playoffs, they do, right? And like you've got to tighten things up at the end of a game, or until you learn it, you're going to lose games like that. I was, though, as bad as it was at times, I was impressed with Detroit.
Yeah,
coming out and playing the way that they did, especially after a slow start from Cunningham, like you talked about. You got to figure some stuff out, and they need to really figure out Karl Anthony Towns, because playoff cat actually played really well, because for whatever reason Tobias Harris was guarding
him. And this is where I want to give Tom Thibodeau a lot of credit. Tibbs went with a double big lineup, and it threw the Pistons for a loop, because if they throw cat at the five and then play OG at the four, putting Tobias on OG is entirely fine.
You're okay with it.
But when they go double big and either Beef Stew or Jalen Duren has to put a body on Mitchell Robinson because he's such a monster on the offensive glass. Now, all of a sudden, look, if you've never been in the arena when Cat comes to town, Cat is freaking huge. He does this kind of like hunch thing where he rolls his shoulders forward and down. When he stands up, he's enormous, big barrel chested, strong dude.
Yeah.
Tobias Harris is a big guy. He's strong as hell, too, but he's giving Cat 5 inches.
Yeah.
And probably 40 pounds.
I think if you're Detroit, though, it's game one. You were on the road. You go to MSG.
Mm-hmm. You acquit yourself well.
It took Karl Anthony Towns doing something that he regularly does not do in the playoffs, is perform at the level he did. He was 10 of 14 from the field, for God's sakes.
And a lot of that was on blow-by drives.
Now, and then you also had Cameron Payne come in, and albeit in sparing minutes, was lights out and wildly efficient.
Plus 23 in 15 minutes.
Yeah, 5 of 7 from the field, and part of that spark that led that 21-0 run. You can weather that storm, and you're going to be okay. And that's the thing about playoff basketball is, like, we talked about this earlier, the criticisms of J.J. Redick. Dude, it's game one.
Yeah.
Criticizing J.J. Redick for not adjusting is not going to be the issue and why the Lakers lose a 7-game series. Sometimes you look at it and you go, boy, we don't have it tonight. And that's exactly what J.J. Redick said after the game, is like, mentally we were good. Physically we came out, we just didn't look ready to play. And if you see one of those games, especially in a game one, you don't overreact and unload everything that you have for counters in a playoff series.
Especially with a young team.
You say, damn, this sucks. We live to play another day. Detroit kind of went through that, right? They went through that. All right.
The every possession matters of it all.
What are we going to do when they go double bigs again? Because that's going to be something that we will see again. Because if we don't change how we react to it, this game's going to be over. Look, this series is going to be over.
This is a game that went 123-112, and you said the big run was such a massive deal because the Knicks outscored the Pistons 40-21 in the fourth quarter when the Pistons came into the fourth quarter with an 8-point lead. That's tough.
Here, 6 turnovers and 2 guys unconscious.
And here's the thing. The Knicks shot 53-39-88 and only had 9 turnovers. You basically just saw the best the Knicks can do.
Yeah.
The Knicks are a good team. They are. But if they perform better than that in a game in this series again, I'll be shocked.
Mm-hmm.
53-39-88 all on volume? That's nuts. Like, that's an incredible performance. Not only that, Tibbs threw the double bigs at you. He also played 9, which I was a bit surprised. They went 9 deep. And because they went to campaign, I was like, huh. Tibbs is, you know who he didn't play a crazy amount of minutes? Mikal Bridges. Bridges only played 29 minutes.
Yeah.
Because Bridges didn't have it.
he didn't have it, but they had other guys that did, whether it was campaign.
But that's Tibbs making a change, and that's he normally will ride with those guys because they give you of what those guys gave you over 82.
Oh, I think he may be evolving. And look, there is something to Brunson going down with that ankle injury.
Yeah, he's still not right. You can see it.
But Brunson being out, it forced Tibbs to play more guys and have to trust them because Brunson just wasn't available for him. That may, in a weird way, end up helping this Knicks team because even though Brunson is right, Jaw isn't right either.
Oh, God, no. Jaw can't—he can't move.
But those guys are going to play. But even Jaw on one wheel was still high-flying and just like, he had a couple plays where you're like, damn.
He also had a couple times where he just got dusted.
Yeah, and it, like that's going to be the thing, though, is that how far can you go? Brunson's ankle isn't going to get any better, and he played 40 damn minutes of that game.
So if you look at the Pistons box score, right? Tobias Harris, look, he's had his issues in the playoffs. You got 25-6 on 8 of 13 from Tobias Harris. That's about as good as you're going to get, but he's playoff tested. Tim Hardaway Jr., 7 of 13. He was productive. I mean, you just kind of go down the list.
We talk about this being a baby Pistons team, and we just named two old-ass players.
Yeah, here's two more. Dennis Schroeder and Malik Beasley. You got 28 points from those two guys off the bench.
Yeah.
Like, Schroeder's been on very good teams.
Yeah. There's been a lot of playoff series.
Look, people don't like Schroeder because he's kind of, German, to be blunt. Okay. Because he just doesn't, so there's some cultural stuff that he doesn't manage interpersonal relationships all that well. But he's a gamer. Really, you're just looking at guys like Jalen Duren, Cade Cunningham. They put Ron Holland out there for 6 minutes, and it was not good. It was very Jared Allen for him. The lights were a little bit too bright. Mm-hmm. But that's the whole point. He's a rookie. He's a young guy. This is their first, like, if you're the Pistons, I mentioned this on Friday, talking to a buddy of mine who's a huge Pistons fan, he did not care if they won this series. He just goes, if they win one game, the city of Detroit will rejoice. They have not won a playoff game since 2008.
That's right.
That is the, like, this is how you get your playoff scars. Mm-hmm. But I still, even after this game, I'm picking the Pistons to win this series because you got a pretty meh performance from this young Pistons team. And you basically took everything the Knicks had for that to happen.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. This series is going to be really fun. And I don't know what's going to lie ahead because of the fact that you do have so many question marks on both sides, right? Because the inexperience of playing together in big moments from your stars and your young stars of Detroit to... In New York, we know Tibbs runs his guys into the ground. How long are they going to be able to last? Last year, you remember the end of that playoff series where they had everybody was just hurt?
Against the Pacers.
And it was sad.
Trying to gum you to death.
It was sad to watch them at times. You're just like, golly, but they're going to fight. They're going to fight. It's
going to
be a fun series.
I'm really interested to see now that Cade kind of took that haymaker in that first half, what he looks like starting this game tonight.
Yeah.
Because if they could take one at MSG and steal home court away, this is the thing. It's the old adage. Series doesn't start until the away team wins.
Yep.
If either the Clippers or the Pistons can steal one tonight and get spicy, I'm really starting to wonder where those two series go, because those are both those series I picked, the Clippers and the Pistons.
Sign me up for both of them.
Well, come up next. We're still talking NBA playoffs, but I want to take a look at the totality of the game ones. Is there anything that's standing out, that's scaring you, that's making you go, oh yeah, that's really it? We'll get to that next year. But first, here's Big Will Betts with the Sports Center update.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Game ones are all done in the NBA playoff picture. What's the single biggest overreaction or storyline that either you're running with or you're shooting into the sun?
I think the Thunder-Celtics finals is...
well on its way?
Dude, those two teams look really damn good. But it's one game, and this is the thing. People are always going to overreact to one game. The Thunder winning by 51 against a Memphis team that had to go through the play-in. Ja Morant is hurt and playing in it. They fired their head coach. It was not a functional franchise, and they just absolutely dominated them from start to finish. That series is over, and I'm okay saying that. And that may be the overreaction. But if you're talking about the big one that everybody's talking about, like that would probably be it because they look both those teams look really damn good. And one... the Thunder didn't play their starters really at all.
No.
Jalen Williams played 26 minutes. He was the only starter to go over 25. And then the Celtics didn't play great and just destroyed the Magic, which may be a signal for Orlando going to have to make some big changes to their vision of how things work.
Yeah, Jalen Suggs is important. He's not that important.
No.
For the Orlando Magic.
No.
The top three seeds, the Cavs, Celtics and Thunder are doing exactly what they should and everyone expects them to do. We go through this seemingly every year of like, oh, this team's trash. Oh, this team's truly great. The first round is the first round for a reason. The top seeds should beat the brakes off everybody. Mm-hmm. The Houston Rockets are the lone exception here because they're so young. Now, the Thunder are also incredibly young, but they have an MVP offensive engine and a metric crap ton of offensive depth. They're such an outlier in everything. I look at this, and for me, the biggest overreactions or the biggest storylines are coming out of the competitive series, the Knicks and the Pistons and the Clippers and the Nuggets. The Nuggets winning that game, I think, sends up a bit of a false flag of, hey, they got to win. Now, like, you know, they're actually okay because they have the greatest player in the world. And I'm like, I'm looking at everything and I'm going, the Clippers basically did everything possible wrong.
Yeah.
And they lost in overtime by two.
Yeah. It's interesting because 20 turnovers from the Clippers, like we talked about earlier, just blah. But
from a team littered with playoff competency,
it's easy to put Michael Porter Jr. in the crosshairs and mm-hmm. say, look, he's going to be a problem. Maybe they need to move on from him. He also will not play that bad again in this series because he's shown he doesn't do that. He hasn't in playoff series. Does he have some clunkers?
Yeah.
Yeah, he has a lot of them, actually. But then he usually always follows them up with some ungodly performance. You're like, where was this guy? You know?
The Michael Porter Jr. saga.
For everybody that's like, the Clippers won't be doing that again, history will kind of tell us, will Michael Porter Jr.? And it's usually not in the very next game.
No, and to that vein, I do wonder, though, if this is the push come to shove moment.
Yeah.
Because the noise around Denver with MPJ and Murray is just so loud.
Well, and look, never before has the head coach or Jokic called him out after a game the way that they did.
Both of them.
And his biggest advocate was Calvin Booth, who is no longer employed.
Mm-hmm.
So there may be something there where it's like maybe he is all up in his feelings and he doesn't pull out of this like he has in the past.
It's going to be really interesting because the narratives will probably take hold tonight because I shouldn't say I expect, but I believe both the Pistons and Clippers will win, and you're going to see storylines just thrown upside down.
Yep.
And that's the whole point of the NBA playoffs, especially when you're talking about when the seeds are a little bit closer. It's supposed to be tougher. It's supposed to not be a sweep or a gentleman's sweep. You're supposed to get 6 and 7 game series when you're talking about the teams that are a little closer matched, that are a little bit closer in seeding, that the styles make fights, all those kind of things. But, you know, one of the games we haven't really talked about much is the Lakers and Timberwolves. Luka was incredible. Luka was incredible for the Lakers, and nobody else showed up. And you had Naz Reid and Jaden McDaniels go for a combined 19 of 25. You're not getting that from those two guys game in, game out.
No, but Luka, that we haven't talked about that half-court shot he hit.
That he just let go like it was nothing?
He pulled up and just shot the ball from half-court, and it was effortless.
Yeah.
And it just was like, oh, yep, he can bank that in, and all right, we're done. He was outstanding. The thing that's going to be worthy of watching is bigs are going to be a problem with the Lakers. We knew that heading into this series, and nothing about game one changed that. They've got to be able to slow down because it wasn't like you mentioned Naz Reid was outstanding and McDaniels outstanding.
11 of 13.
But it's not like they were like making tough and contested shots. They were like, it was easy. They were getting good, easy looks.
The tracking data had the Minnesota Timberwolves. They took 40, 41, 43. There's a couple garbage time threes because they blew the lead so wide out that the Lakers team that played against the Trailblazers in the final game of the season made an appearance in the final 5 minutes of the game. For those that were unaware, it was like the third tier of the roster.
Bronny's getting that playoff check, dude. Yeah,
Bronny was literally getting playoff minutes because the game was so far out. But in the first, I believe it was the first 40 threes that the Timberwolves took, 27 of them were wide open. Like nobody within arm's reach, not even like gently contested. Butt naked, wholly just Russell Westbrook threes.
Of the first 40 threes? Yeah, they took 42 in the game.
Yeah,
so
they were 21 of 42. They shot 50%. So I think
that ain't going to happen again.
No. They might get open ones, but even then, you're not going to shoot 50% from three on volume.
And that's where I go, let's pump the brakes on J.J. Redick's adjustments. Let's see when these two teams meet up again.
And you hate to see it. The Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Heat 121-100.
Ah, dang, man.
And by God, did the Cavs guards hunt Tyler Herro mercilessly. Darius Garland, Donovan Mitchell, and who I think should be the guy who wins Sixth Man of the Year, Ty Jerome. He set or was third all time for a Cavs debut playoff performance with 28 points.
Yeah.
He was unbelievable.
He played great. It kind of sounds like Peyton Pritchard's going to win that award, though. Sixth Man of
It's going to come down to those two. It's going to come down to Ty and Pritchard.
I would love to see what opponent shooting percentage was when Tyler Hero was the primary defender.
I'll pull it up during the break. Yeah, I bet you it's very high.
That was noticeable. And it kind of does, like, there's been a lot of the smoke around Eric Spoelstra maybe not being too thrilled in Miami. He looks like it now. Like, in look, this is a guy that he never looks like he's having the most enjoyable time while he's coaching, but it sure looked like he was really kind of at his wit's end at times during that game, more so than normal for Spoelstra. That will be an interesting watch, because if that dude becomes available this coaching cycle, where would he want to go? And what would be the because think of it, he could have best player in the world, Nikola Jokic. Probably be attractive. Phoenix, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's a mess, but he's got Book, and maybe that is reason enough to KD to maybe think about coming back.
That one's
maybe.
I'm pretty sure that one's cooked.
Memphis with wild ass Ja. Don't think he would want that one, but. Ah, boy, him in Denver would be scary.
I was able to pull this up. This is total playoffs, so it'll have the play-in game, so I'll need to put another filter on it. But through the two play-in games and that game, teams have taken 50 shots with Tyler Hero as the primary defender. They have an effective field goal percentage of 52%.
Yeah, that's not good, dude.
That's not great. I bet you if I just sort for just the Cavs game, it's going to be much higher.
Yeah, okay. So,
all right, as we wrap up today's show, the little note coming from the top 150 players for Daniel Jeremiah. The Ducks have done really well in the draft. They might have a chance to break their own record. Danny and Dusty, 10 of the Fan. It is indeed draft week, and one of the big mock drafters out there, Daniel Jeremiah, has released his top 150 player list. And in that top 150 players, there are seven Oregon Ducks. The Ducks set a record last year with 8 Ducks drafted. If you got 7 in the top 150, there's how many picks in the draft?
I don't know how many is it is this year. I think it's 257. Compensatory picks always kind of change it, but it's like you're in the 250s. It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of guys, and one of the top 150 prospects having 7 is a sign of a healthy program. I went on and I did a show with like some of the New York Giants have a draft kind of ramp up thing. And I went on with those guys. And, you know, one thing that we were talking about was the fact that this is not like the most top heavy with Oregon has had top 10 picks, but sometimes it's like there's only one guy drafted, but he's in the top 10. It's like, damn. Mm. Right. This year, Oregon doesn't have that guy who's a top 10 guy, but if you look at from middle to end of the first round to like the fifth and sixth round,
mm-hmm. a lot of dudes,
they've got a lot of guys that are draftable. And
Harmon obviously tops that list. And then Josh Connerly, those are your top two.
Potentially could be two in the top in the first round. Mm-hmm. As the way that some of the mocks are starting to show, we could see a big run on offensive linemen. And we mm-hmm. may want to talk about that as just kind of being the way that the draft is. And we can do that tomorrow. But Connerly in some places has been moving into that first round. And the idea is that if you have a draft where it's not top end heavy like this one, but it's really solid mm-hmm. on the offensive line, you could see a ton of offensive linemen going off the board in the first round, and that would benefit Josh Connerly. But then you have Jordan Birch, Terrence Ferguson, Jeffrey Bossa, Jamari Caldwell, who are all guys that are projected to be kind of those, you know, day two, day three type mm-hmm. guys. Then Dylan Gabriel is in Daniel Jeremiah's top 150. He will be late fifth, sixth, seventh round guy, but that gives you 7. which means two of the following guys need to get drafted.
Mm-hmm.
Tez Johnson, Ajani Cornelius, Trayshawn Holden, Jabbar Muhammad, Jordan James.
Mm-hmm.
There's five guys there. If the seven that are on that list all get drafted and from the top 150 list by Daniel Jeremiah, two more and Oregon sets that record at nine drafted players. Out of those five, probably going to get two of those guys. Tez.
Pretty decent chance.
Ajani, Jabbar Muhammad too, Trayshawn Holden. I mean, those guys really are going to be late round type guys to get drafted. So it'll be interesting to see, man. I'm excited for the draft this Thursday.
And we'll dive back into it more tomorrow.
Let's do it, man. We will be back tomorrow from noon to 3. Up next, you got 4 hours of power from their mouths to your ears. This is Prime Time with Isaac and Souk. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Bye.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.